was just...
Yep.
And then he just jumped off the building.
What? It was nuts, right?
That's something he can't do.
I caught him, but like...
It ended well for no one.
And that is how you do a soft opening.
Yeah, it is.
Hey guys, welcome to Name Redacted Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about... I have no fucking clue what we're talking about, actually. I'm Chris Nielsen.
You're gonna know.
I'm Colin Norris.
And I am Alex Fulmer.
And this time we have a returning guest...
Hey, I'm Logan Hash, also known as Logan Smash.
And we have newcomer Gavin.
Yay!
Is this your first time coming on the podcast?
Yes, this is my first time on the podcast.
Nice. Tell them about yourself.
Podcast. Gavin Grace, lead singer of Extinction Level Event. Extinction Level Event, can't even say my own band's name right. We're an all bass metal band out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Gavin smoked 4 whole pots before.
Four whole pots.
How many pots have you smoked?
We have a medical staff on standby for the ODs.
Yeah. So you guys claim Winston as
yeah, we claim Winston, even though it's technically Louisville and
it's fucking Winston.
Theoretically, none of us actually live there anymore. So, but we still call it Winston, so that's fun.
Is that where you practice?
Yeah, we actually practice all the way out there.
Yeah.
Word.
We didn't feel like moving our shit.
Also, yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Also, we have a peanut gallery with us, the girlfriends.
Two of three girlfriends.
I should really introduce you guys, but you're like, you guys don't talk.
They don't talk.
There's no John, so like, there is no confusing world today. So we can't play for, which would be really a fun game to have.
What we should do just to keep up with continuity is just take a craft beer and be like, what? We played without you.
Yeah. we'll have to explain to them what the game is after we're done recording.
Yeah.
But today, like, I went upstairs before Chris got here, and as I came back down, I was like, Colin. I almost did that thing where I start podcasting before we turn on the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and like I went upstairs to grab my stuff for work, and when I came back, when I got upstairs, I saw I have some of my comics that I haven't read yet just sitting there, and when I looked down at it, I was like, oh, and I tried to remember why I hadn't read them yet. I did that weird thing where you're like pull list gets kind of confused. And you miss like 3 issues of a thing somehow, and then like 4 months later, you're like, wait, I only have issue 3. Why do I have issue 7?
And then it's gone. Yeah. And then it's issue 101 through 104 of Amazing Spider-Man, and they all cost $30, and nobody has them.
Yeah, like, exactly. And like, but it got even worse for me.
That happened to me one time. I don't know if you could.
No, yeah.
It's not vindictive at all.
I'm so behind on Outcast.
Well, like,
I'm just like, fuck.
I have all of them, so you can borrow them.
No, anyway. I want. Them.
Oh, yeah.
Like Andre and Big Boy?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Let's get 101. I wish I meant 601.
That's too many. Anyway,
that would be great.
So we, but the biggest problem that I had was I went into to Stormcrow to pick up my pull list the other day, and there were 2 titles that I really wanted that just came out that I didn't know just came out. Dr. Fate and Martian Manhunter have their own fucking titles now.
Yeah, the Martian Manhunter one looks awesome.
From what I understand, everyone has told me that book is fucking great.
I just saw the cover and it looks phenomenal.
Well, like, everything I've seen from it looks good, but I was like, oh, sweet, okay, they're on issue 3, so, like, I'll look in the back issue section, and Dr. Fate, same thing, on issue 3, and I went to the back issue section. Issue 1, there. Issue 2, nowhere to be fucking found. And I was like... I'm not doing this. I already have 3 fucking things that I subscribe to that I'm missing issues. I'm not starting 2 more things on my pull list that I don't have the ability to have the full list yet.
That should tell you that issue 2 is either a first appearance of someone or something really big happens.
Or they just didn't fucking order enough.
Or that too, because Diamond sucks.
Well, because issue 1, they always order too many. And then, like, because they sell a shit ton of the first issue, they think that they're going to sell equally as many of issue 2. Or they don't think they're going to sell as many because usually people will get the first issue and then, like, stop the subscription.
I just realized I should not have said something.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well, you know what? If they actually listen to this, like, good for them.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
considering what we have...
anyway. I'm not making this hole any deeper.
No, it's okay, man, because, like, we just eliminate one sponsor in
episode. It's our thing. Oh, man.
But, yeah, we, that's kind of, like, the first world nerd problem thing that I needed to share with, like, oh, my pull list, but, like, it's not full, and I can't get it complete, because then I have to go find things online.
The comic book you wanted wasn't at the store that week?
Yeah. Like, it was
Oh, you got a printer.
Take it to fucking Stan. Like, can you sign this? This is printer paper. Shut up, Stan. You don't know. You're old. Like,
I'm not gonna lie. There's been a handful of times where, like, I thought about having a band sign like a burnt copy and just telling them I bought it on iTunes. Like, hey, can you sign this? I bought your CD on iTunes.
Oh, that's funny.
And they just look at you like, what a dick!
One time I was at a Save Today show and I didn't have anything for Chris to sign, so he signed my progress report from Algebra.
Yes.
And what he said, like, it was like the progress report was like a 10%. Like, I was doing, I discovered pot that year. And he said, Colin is muy caliente. P.S. Please apply yourself.
It's still magnetized to his refrigerator.
Yeah, I don't know where it is anymore.
Did you turn it in to your teacher? Like,
I wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That would have been beautiful.
My dad signed it.
Yeah, my dad.
Is this your dad?
It's Chris from Save Today. He doesn't look old. He's like, just shut up. He's been around.
Gonna be like, how famous does somebody have to be? Like, if George Clooney signed your report card and you turned it in, like, your teacher would take that.
Yeah. Automatic pass.
like, how famous does that person need to be before it's like, okay.
Okay.
At that point in time, like, it's just totally fine that some random celebrity has signed your... Either that or, like, your dad's just a fucking troll.
Yeah.
It's like the dad that would stand outside of front of his kid's bus stop and, like, dress up as different things every single day just to fucking troll his son.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite like internet things. Like dress like a mermaid, dress like a pirate, dress like a Star Trek guy. Like,
yeah.
He did it every single day. Every day for the entirety of his son's school year, he dressed up as a different thing. It was awesome.
I want Gavin to kind of explain what his deal is a little bit so people have some context.
Yeah, because if you haven't heard it, it's fucking amazing.
It's awesome.
Well, thank you, Colin. It's just kind of, it started off as being a tribute.
It's called Extinction Level Event.
It's called Extinction Level Event. And like I said before, it's an all bass band. And we play metal, which is pretty good.
What do you think? If it's all bass, then how are you the singer?
Very cool. It's funny, you sound like people on YouTube.
Is the drums bass too? Shut up.
Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah.
All the stringed instruments.
All the stringed instruments are basses.
Three bass guitars, drums, and vocals, right?
Yeah, it's started off as three. The stuff we have right now is three. We actually lost a member.
Okay.
So it's dropping down to two.
Seriously, if you see him anywhere, be sure to contact us.
Yeah, if you see him, please. I have no clue where he is. Tell him we're still using his studio.
I can't find him.
I don't know. He's really small.
He's a man.
He's a very small man.
Do we need to name check him? Just in case.
Ryan, if you're out there,
we need to put him up. All points bulletin.
But it started off kind of as a little bit of a tribute to the Spam of Sugar, which I certainly hope listeners are familiar with.
Some of them will be.
None of the guys.
This is a nerd podcast. I'd say a solid 25% of our fan base probably listens to Taylor Swift unironically. That's not an insult. That's just true.
It's true. It's probably a wide demographic. But,
excuse me, fans.
Nobody had a 7-string or an 8-string, so they decided, you know, we can get the same sound out of a bass.
Absolutely, you can.
Yeah.
So it just kind of, that's how it started. We got some crazy press. Like 2 days after we released our first song.
You can brag a little bit.
Out of nowhere.
We're like interviewing you right now, so you can...
I mean, you... Like, let's list off.
Yeah.
Metal Hammer.
Metal Injection.
Metal Injection. We were actually in Metal Hammer. In the magazine, we actually had an article a couple months back that was pretty cool.
In the paper magazine.
In the paper magazine. In the
Ooh,
in the old
you
50 school,
year
yeah, that's right
there.
Yeah. Now, okay, what you
jet fans.
Like the one,
now, as
the
you
one
as you guys
tangible.
As you guys may not know out there listening, magazines are things we used to read before the internet.
Yes.
That's how we found out about this.
Now it's just a pretentious way of saying it's a real magazine and not a blog.
Yeah. Well, aren't magazines just paper blogs? Yeah. You pay for. Yeah, so Metal Hammer, Metal Ejection, Metal Sucks, Gear Gods is actually the one who sprung us. They somehow got a hold of our stuff and printed it off, and just in that day it just exploded.
Right.
Just Metal Ejection, all those places.
And they found you because of the music video, right?
No. Actually, I have no clue where they heard our song.
Really?
Gear Gods is doing this thing all bass day.
Okay.
And Glenn Fricker, who's a
was that the one that said all about that bass? Was that that article?
Ugh. Yes, that was one of those. Yeah, but yeah, there's a debate going back and forth between a couple of the pages about whether or not basses were even necessary in metal anymore.
Right.
Whether or not they'd made themselves obsolete.
Yeah.
Somehow the dudes over Gear Gods got a hold of our band, posted an article with the song and everything, and.
Did they post the video or exploded. Just the music?
The video actually wasn't out yet. We literally had one song recorded.
Okay.
And that's the song they got a hold of.
Wow, I didn't know that.
We put it out like on a Thursday, and this happened on a Monday.
That is crazy. And I remember you got, like, I'm friends with the guy who did your music video, Justin.
Yeah, Justin. Justin Reich, he's great, hire him.
Was there a music video that he did? Please don't go find it.
Yeah.
But it was funny, he was like, this is what happens when we have 3 hours to record a music video. It is fucking hilarious.
We'll put it in the show notes so everybody can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great, yeah. Yeah, there's some great puns in there which we like. And
also the confusion of people going, all bass? All bass band?
Yeah, well, spoil the surprise too much for everyone, but there's a lot of Swedish fish and sushi and murder.
Bale Dance Championship fishing.
It's great. So yeah, we got a little pop out of that, and that was real fun.
But you guys, like, as opposed to, because there's this, for some reason people like to call prog metal djent. I get it. That's fine.
Because
it's the noise it makes, but instead of djent, you guys call it...
Clank.
Clank.
We call it clank. that big thick kung
clunk
that you get out of the bass. Yeah. Actually,
I'm real familiar with that fucking sound.
So yeah. When you mix trap music with your metal, does that make it ratchet and clank?
Oh!
Guys, everything just got weird.
Wow.
please put out a Chapin Screwed remix.
That would be fun. Yeah, I think we're done, guys. Good night. I got work to do.
Oh, that was fucking good. Because it's funny, if you listen to a lot of Animals as Leaders' new album, there's a whole lot of that clanky 7-string tapping that he's doing. So what you guys were... You're kind of falling in line with that, but you're just doing it with all basses, and I think that's really fucking interesting.
Thanks, man. I love, man. I love basses. Like, I can't play any instruments.
Right.
Like,
yeah, I'm right up there with you.
I try to play the bass, like, my fingers are too dumb for the bass. For a 4-string bass, my fingers are too dumb.
That's a fucking accomplishment in and of itself.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm so bad at music.
It's amazing. You hold the microphone.
And a lot of the times I can't.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest. I drop it a lot.
What looks like
thank God I'm just screaming.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What looks like mic swinging is him just being clumsy as shit.
Yeah. Most of my cool stage moves come when I get wrapped in the cord.
Extinction Level Events, awesome. He drops the mic and then picks it back up again.
That's what I got like more to say.
He's like Animal Zara, except like not on purpose.
The mic drop is actually the 808 bass drop.
Okay.
Oh shit, that's funny.
Segway.
Well, I actually do have a segue.
Oh, do you have something to talk about?
Well, speaking of ratchet things.
Okay.
So, Colin and John both came up with a game that we have yet to talk about on the podcast.
Ratchet Bingo.
Ratchet Bingo.
Okay.
So, what Ratchet Bingo is we get together and we choose a list of things that are super ratchet. And we put them on a bingo board. And then whenever they happen to, like, around one of us in real life, we mark it off. And the first person to actually get bingo on the ratchet board will win a prize.
Oh,
we don't know what the prize is yet.
John's not here, though.
No. But, like, this is something that's coming up. I just wanted to, like...
I wanted to just do it.
Also, we need to create a PDF for people to print off and play at home.
Yeah, I want...
And we want suggestions for ratchet things. That's why I brought it up.
Okay. I was going to say, I want to do it because Gavin's about to go on tour. And I would
love
to be able to try and play on tour.
That would be great.
We'll have you just send us voice memo updates. Like, just you could upload them to the FTP and we'll pull them and splice them in, or somebody will. Because it won't be me because I don't have a fucking laptop.
Gavin, I have a question. Hold on, I'm not allowed to. How accustomed are you to ratchet things happening?
Pretty accustomed. I've been doing this thing. I've been going around North Carolina for the last 5-6 years and playing bands.
So I have a question.
I mean, you play in Fayetteville, you can fill out a board.
Most of my stories are from
this
Fayetteville.
This is up to you. Okay, I want to try to help throw you guys some publicity here.
All right.
If we take our listener, nay, fan suggested, ratchet.
Nay fans!
Nay fans.
Uh-huh.
Would you be willing to turn those suggestions into a list and we can call it Ratchet and Clank? And that can be the name of the game.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
We'll call it Ratchet and Clank.
All right, I like it.
Like if you see a tumbleweave. That's a square.
Plastic baby in a trash can.
There was a square.
There was a brick fight here. What has happened? There's just like one spot of blood.
So we're getting a little political this week.
Are we?
We are. We are. Safely,
before we get
safely political.
Before we get political. Okay. Before we get political, yes. I want to talk about the person that's been walking around Gastonia in a hood. In a black robe, dropping raw meat all over the place.
Whoa, what?
More specifically,
okay.
Dropping raw meat
talking about that?
Playground.
On the playgrounds.
Yeah.
Who's wearing a dark cloak dropping raw meat on a playground in North Carolina?
It's probably one of your
like,
is there...
It is.
It's a witch.
Yeah.
It's
that's
probably
what it is.
One
and everybody's
of
like,
listens to our podcast.
I hope it is.
If you are, please call. We will, like, distort your voice.
If there is a Gastonia witch, hit us up, please. I'm the one with the Baphomet costume. You can, like, Baphomet tattoo. You can
so
talk to me.
You weigh the same as a duck.
Other people have joked online that it's a character from Star Wars. Others have joked that he's performing a ritual. Is it all a joke? No one seems to have the answer. Yes, it's a fucking joke. And it's fucking brilliant.
It's so funny. Oh,
because it's like, what? No self-respecting witch or practitioner of the occult would leave just raw meat laying around. You don't come by that very easily, and the price of beef is wicked high.
Like, I just... To me, like...
When's the last time you bought a steak?
Seriously.
Like, just in my brain, I'm like, you know, if this is someone who's not doing this ironically...
And it's not guerrilla marketing for episode 7.
Yeah.
Like, then what exactly is the point? Like, is it, like, just the most squeamish fucking, like...
What?
Ritualist ever? Like, I can't kill a dog, I'm just gonna buy real beef. Like, that's what it sounds like to me. It's this guy's like, I love animals.
And
it's like, I don't hate Satan. Like,
but remember, this is Gastonia. It doesn't take much to ruffle their fucking feathers. But I really just, I would like to challenge our readers to go out in your perspective.
I like it. No, we've got viewers and readers
and
fans. No listeners.
Anyway. I would like to challenge our fans / listeners /
readers
/ viewers to
go
out.
Troglodytes.
We're coming up on
/
Halloween.
Net trolls.
We're coming up on Halloween. Go out, buy a black cloak. Buy some raw meat. We'll send you raw meat. I got a fridge full of chicken I've been waiting to get rid of. And just go out and just do it. # Raw meat cloak.
Or if you want to just make a whole fucking cloak out of raw meat.
That's true.
Oh my god, bacon cloak?
Bacon cloak.
Bacon
cape.
No, wow. It's gotta be, like, I want to see this continue in other cities.
Yes.
And just really hope there's, like, a fucking news spike on channel Fox 8. Like,
ready?
It was like,
segue, second thing. So, bacon cape is also a #
Yeah, #
No, yes, that would be fucking, I would love nothing more than to see that happen everywhere.
Cooked, raw, par cooked, we don't care. It's just go for
par cooked.
Par cooked.
This dog is sleeping.
Dogs are so cute.
This is the most distracting thing in the fucking world. Like, we're trying to podcast, and then Logan and my girlfriend decide to put two puppies' faces together, and they just start licking each other's faces, and we're all like...
I mean, I've got a chubba.
The puppies did, not...
Logan and Trisha are just like, you taste kind of like cologne. You taste kind of like raw meat. No, just
call
sorry,
back.
You said witch.
Me without my black coat.
What was the #
# raw meat cape. Or raw meat cloak.
Raw meat cloak or meat bacon cape.
Or bacon cape. God, I'm going to do it next week. I'm going to go to Miller Park.
I'll let you
come
borrow.
Come join him.
I'll let you borrow my little my JBL clip, and you can play the Batman theme song real loud as you're doing it.
No.
Meat Coat.
No, I will play some Ghost AD or something. Like, make it super ritualistic.
No, just play really
light some candles.
Really loud pink noise.
No.
Yes.
No, even better. Just play Daft Punk and see how confused everyone gets.
No, and I'll leave candles Rick in a gazebo Ross. With like a crudely drawn like pentagram or something. Like
you just a six-point star?
Yeah, not a 5-point.
just draw a triangle and put a question mark in the middle of it.
And then just like a pound of 80-20 meat.
Just draw the New York Yankees symbol.
And then just like a bone. Like a little chicken bone, like, this too, I guess.
And if I get caught, they're gonna be like, what are you doing? It's like,
I'm expressing myself.
I'm feeding the birds, man.
First Amendment, I'm feeding the birds.
They're carrion in these parts.
I don't know if you noticed all the vultures flying around.
Wouldn't it be some shit if I actually attracted turkey vultures? If I attracted turkey buzzards to Miller Park and they just started circling. And I'm not talking
somebody
like...
Somebody loses a chihuahua. Oh, no.
I'm not talking about, like, real, like, cuts of sides of meat. I'm just talking... Maybe just leave a tube of meat.
just in the package.
Just in the package. Whatever, like...
Dropping open cans of Spam.
Yeah, like...
Tiny sausages were found on campus. Everybody stay in your dorms.
So inside the pentagram, just a Vienna sausage and two black candles. Because that's a sacrifice.
A fully cooked rotisserie chicken.
No. You gotta do a hot dog and an LED candle light.
Oh, God.
And just like a little packet of ketchup next to it.
No, but you just instead of blood, you just pour ketchup everywhere. Just ketchup in an on-ground beer.
I'm pretty sure Beelzebub will think this is adequate.
Guarantee you, H.P. Lovecraft would love this idea.
I'm summoning Dagon.
Like Cthulhu just comes up, but it's a tiny Cthulhu. And he's like, is this only like warranting me being this big crap? This hot dog I gotta go. Okay, so, I know what's coming.
On Name Redacted, we do not normally get political, more than necessary. Sometimes we hint at it. You can take a guess at who we are advocating, but I'll tell you who we're not advocating, and I think I can say this fairly confidently.
Bernie Sanders.
That is Donald Trump.
The top 12% of the top 5%.
We're not advocating Donald Trump.
I'm advocating Donald Trump for the Republican nominee.
Just so they don't
I want this ride to keep going, man.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
I gotta keep seeing what this dumbass says.
Yes, thank you. Did you watch the debates?
No.
I watched the highlights.
So good.
I watched the lip sync.
Oh my God.
The bad lip reading was fucking awesome.
What was the highlight of the Republican debate? Gavin will get political.
Yeah. When Donald Trump said that we needed hard work and brain to get back to where we need to be. Yeah,
Hard work and brain. That's what happens.
What he's implying is we're all controlled by a hive mind.
Soon.
So apparently somebody smoked way too much pot, got lost in Netflix, and realized that Donald Trump and Frank Reynolds say things that sound remotely similar to each other. So I have a list here.
Wait, for those of you who don't know who Frank Reynolds is, it is Danny DeVito's character on Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Which is a very crass, very inappropriate, very rude, very awesome show. So that, like, to give you an idea of what we're trying to do here, we're trying to compare someone who is essentially, like, one of the worst human beings on TV to Donald Trump, and there not be that much of a difference between the two people.
What'd you just do that dog?
I was taking a picture of the dog and he yawned. It's so adorable.
Abstraction.
I don't know if you guys know this, but... Even guys that are frontmen in metal bands love puppies.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I've seen...
I love puppies.
I've seen George Fisher hold a cat, so... So we're gonna
answer.
So we're gonna play... We're gonna play...
Who said it? Donald Trump or Frank Reynolds, okay? So, number one. There's nothing more threatening to a man than a woman who's smart and attractive. Was that Donald Trump or Frank Reynolds? Ooh. Everybody gets the answer.
Frank.
Who said it? Everybody said Frank?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are all correct. Everybody gets a point.
You know why? Because that is too well thought out.
All right, number two. All the women flirted with me, consciously or unconsciously. That's to be expected. Frank Reynolds or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Frank Reynolds or Donald Trump?
I'm going to go Frank, man.
That is Donald Trump. Oh. Yes. Right. Everybody except for Alex.
That's
funny. Number three. When was the last time you saw a Chevrolet in Tokyo?
That's fucking Frank. Donald. No, that's
Donald. Donald. We got Frank. We got Donald.
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 Donald. That was Donald.
Boom.
So who said Frank? You said Frank?
Yeah.
No point for you.
No point for you. Nobody's eating anybody's babies.
Frank. Frank.
No, who is that?
That is Donald,
Frank.
Dude.
No, that's Frank.
That's Frank.
Frank.
It was Frank.
Yeah.
No.
Although come Donald on, Trump definitely could have said that in light of...
Except he would have said the opposite.
And yeah. In my defense, I saw a Chevrolet in Tokyo in Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Oh, God.
And they had to bring that one all the way from America.
A certificate of live birth is not the same thing by any stretch of the imagination
Donald,
as a
Donald,
birth certificate.
Donald Trump.
Yep.
Certificate of live birth is not the same as a birth certificate.
What? Yes,
that,
it is.
You mean the thing that's exactly what you said?
Well, technically, it's not.
That's true.
Laziness is a trait in the blacks.
Oh, yeah, Frank.
Reynolds.
No, that's Donald.
You said Donald?
Yeah.
Phone was red.
Ah! Oh! Oh!
I heard that
bitch.
I heard him say that one.
Golf is an aspirational sport. You should aspire to be able to play golf.
This one's a good one. The concept of global warming was created by and for the Chinese in order to make U.S. manufacturing non-competitive.
Donald.
Frank.
Wait.
Donald. It's Donald. It's a Fulmer. And Gabs.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking of the gang side of the solve the gas crisis, and I really feel like that's something Frank would have said.
Yeah, it does. It does. A woman in politics is like a donkey doing calculus.
That's Donald.
Donald.
It's Frank.
It's Frank.
Donald. Frank.
Oh!
Can we do this every week?
I was like, that's so Frank. It hurts.
Number 9 is so beautiful. Tiny children are not horses.
Oh, God, no.
What?
I don't know.
Donald.
Frank.
Donald.
Donald.
Donald this is Trump. Tough, Frank.
It's Donald Trump.
Yes! And that's how that happens, boys.
Puppy!
Let me just adjust my glasses here.
What's the score? I don't care. I got a puppy. Wait.
People are tired of these nice people.
That's Frank.
That's Frank.
No.
That's
Donald.
Donald.
That's Donald.
That's Donald.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah. That's his whole campaign.
Yeah.
It is. Number 11 is where we are. That's the bad Korea.
Oh,
that is Frank.
That's Frank. That's from the
Frank.
Hub Crawl episode.
Frank,
don't tell the
that
episode.
One.
Collins,
yeah, you're the game
points.
Over here.
Thank you.
Collins losing it.
Collins, like, I'm gonna rig this game so the person I love most wins.
Free trade is terrible. Free trade can be wonderful if you have smart people, but we have stupid people.
That is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's also his campaign strategy.
Because he has brains.
The only kind of people I want counting my money are little short guys that wear yarmulkes every day.
That's
Donald Trump.
Frank.
That is Donald Trump.
Oh,
Chris, you fucking nailed this game, dude.
I'll tell you, it's big business. If there is one word to describe Atlantic City, it's big business. Or two words, big business.
That's Frank.
Donald.
Frank.
Donald.
No!
Yeah.
I gotta stop doubling down on Frank.
He's gonna pull through for me one of these times.
Two dudes getting married? That doesn't seem very gay.
Frank.
Simply because of the use of the word...
Dude.
You know, it really doesn't matter what the media. What the media write, as long as you've got a young and beautiful piece of ass.
Donald.
Fuck.
What is it, Fulmer?
Right.
Donald Trump.
God damn it.
That's Colin and Gavin.
Yeah.
I got my Magnum condoms. I got my wad of hundreds. I'm ready to plow.
Yeah.
That's Frank.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Got this giant condom for my Magnum dong.
So, Frank.
That's a great point. Good job, Logan. You did it. I'll give you half a hash mark. Canadian counted as one.
But I'm a hash.
It's true.
I'm a full hash.
It's not your fault, sweetie. You're just not pretty enough.
Donald. Oh, that is Frank.
Frank.
That's Frank.
God damn it.
Easily could have been Donald, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he said that in private.
Well, somebody's doing the raping! Exclamation point. Who's doing the raping? Who's doing the raping?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's doing the raping.
Is Donald Trump doing the raping?
Are we raping?
Everybody.
Dude, I'm gonna go afraid.
Donald.
It's Donald Trump.
No, yeah!
Alright. I was so
solid. It's a pretty close game, guys. I can't count, but there's a lot of hash marks on here. Did you notice that baby was crying and I didn't get angry? Not once. Did you notice that? That baby was driving me crazy.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, Trump.
Donald Trump.
Chris has got a case of the Collins. He can't count.
In life, you have to rely on the past, and that's called a history.
Ooh.
Frank.
Donald Trump.
I'm going to go with Donald Trump.
I'm going to go Frank, man.
That was Donald Trump.
Woo!
That's Colin and Gavin, right?
Yeah, I don't know. They're cheating. I know it.
We're cheating with our brains.
Yeah, you were in the lead for a little bit.
I know.
Brain.
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 Sometimes your best investments are the ones you don't make.
Trump.
Frank Reynolds.
Trump.
Damn it.
Have you ever realized that when it's a negative connotation, we say Donald, but yeah. When it's a good thing, we say Trump.
Trump.
That's fucking true. I hate women. Trump.
Frank Reynolds for president.
That is the Donald.
Number 23. If life pushes you down, you've got to push back.
Donald Trump.
Frank Reynolds.
Ah!
Eat dicks, everybody.
One of the key problems today is that politics is such a disgrace, good people don't go into government.
That would be Frank Reynolds.
Frank.
Nope.
I'm going to go Donald Trump.
That's wrong.
It was Donald Trump.
No.
Good job, Colin. You almost had it, Gavin.
He said the exact opposite of that, like fucking mine.
Perhaps my favorite one on this entire list. You got that one?
Too.
Okay. Thank you, Logan. Good. Perhaps, are you looking at my answers?
That's all.
No, that's how you knew
I
didn't write it down.
I can see the scores. I can see the scores. I can't see the answers.
Okay. My favorite one on this entire list. Part of the beauty of me is that I am very rich.
That would be Donald. Oh!
Frank Reynolds.
Wait, no, I'm gonna change the Frank. I'm gonna change the Frank.
Donald Trump.
Donald?
Donald Trump.
Frank.
Frank? Donald.
Logan, Donald or Frank?
I said Frank.
Frank, it is Donald Trump.
Woo!
That was a misdirect. Not really, that's fucking on the nose.
Yeah, for both of them. Like, that's not. It's all about the image and marketing. It's all about image and marketing. There are no bands out there with any musical ability.
Frank.
Frank Reynolds.
Boss,
yep, Frank.
Frank.
I got this.
Donald doesn't know shit about music, so.
Donald.
I try to learn from the past, but I plan for the future by focusing exclusively on the present.
Donald Trump.
Frank.
Logan.
Frank.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is your future president, Donald Trump.
I'm losing it.
The point is that you can't be too greedy.
Come again now.
The point is that you can't be too greedy.
It's Frank.
Frank Reynolds.
Frank.
Trump.
Trump.
Shit. Oh.
Animals.
Combo breaker.
Animals should be food, rugs, and trophies.
Frank Reynolds.
Frank Reynolds.
Frank. The 1990s sure aren't like the 1980s.
That's Donald Trump.
That's Donald Trump.
That's gotta be Donald Trump.
That's Trump. This is a close game, guys. Two more. I saw a report yesterday. There's so much oil all over the world, they don't know where to dump it. And Saudi Arabia says, oh, there's too much oil. Do you think they're our friends? They're not our friends.
Donald Trump.
Wild card, Frank Reynolds.
Donald Trump.
Man.
And the final question, like, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how many years I got left on this earth. I'm going to get real weird with it.
Frank Reynolds.
But I want Donald Trump to.
That's what he said right before he ran.
Hillary Clinton.
All right, let me count this up real quick. You guys go ahead and vamp. Give me some Jeopardy music or something.
There are pups here.
Puppies!
Talk about puppies, guys.
They're adorable. They're mostly made of fur.
Well, okay. Fur and adorable. They're made of fur, chub, and
fur, and chub, and
chub. Yeah, I can tell you, but I'm going to wait for Colin to come back.
So there's one really, really terrible thing about having these puppies. And that's that they have to go back on my girlfriend's birthday. Now I'm real sad.
You can't ask for an extension?
I gotta do extra special
stuff. Oh, I have another story to cover, actually.
Wait a minute. I'd actually like to fill this time. Speaking back to when Colin said turkey vultures.
Yeah.
I know this is...
Throwback.
This isn't really a funny conversation, but I read an article in the African Geography, like the magazine or whatever, African and it was an article where they put like net worth values on animals, and surprisingly, turkey vultures and other types of vultures were like number 3 on the list for their contributions to the ecosystem and getting rid of diseased animals.
That's
and stuff.
Not terribly surprising, though.
Yeah, but like, I mean, like awesome. bees outdid everybody else easily.
Yeah,
I remember.
Oh, there's a puppy crying because he's. And probably because he can't get his fat ass under the couch.
All right, so real quick, just to build the suspense.
Logan,
a
you
more.
Can just scruff him too.
This is a real short story that you guys are gonna appreciate.
Okay,
so there was a student at this is such bad journalism. I should know where he goes to school. I don't know. There's a student somewhere that went to school somewhere. You can look up the article. I'm sure you can find it. But basically, he got really obliterated, and he decided that he was going to ask his teacher for an extension.
The most brilliant thing I've ever
read. And
the
email he wrote, Mr. Martin, just letting you, the letter U, know, no W, that you are a motherfucking G, and I'm sorry that you are bald. LOL. If you want, I can hook you up with a girl who can get your hair back and keep you banging. Also, I need to ask you for an extension on my paper. I'm really fucked right now, RN, and will be sick of AF tomorrow. Keep slaying, boy, with an I. And I forgot to do school loop again. Love you, see you Monday. Good fucking yard, Patrick Davidson. Sent from my iPhone.
Okay, just for that parlance is almost exclusively UK. Like, good fucking yard, that's UK.
Oh my god, okay, please tell me there's a teacher response.
The teacher response. Patrick, sounds like you had a great night. I will extend your paper deadline to Wednesday at 11:59 p.m. It must be submitted to turnitin.com. Please refer to my syllabus for information on how to submit your paper. I appreciate your concern for my bald head. My wife likes it, and I don't get paid enough for hair implants. On a side note, what were you drinking last night? Next time you email me, I'd like a bottle of whatever you had so I don't have to remember what you said. Good yard, Mr. Martin.
Good yard.
Oh my god.
That shit was funny.
Okay, so.
Go home, you're drunk.
Ringing it in with 18 out of 32 was Mr. Colin Norris.
No. Okay, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Tied for second place.
Ooh, nail biter. The Red Sox. Just like every season.
Like every fucking year.
Me and Logan.
The smashing Fulmer.
Yeah, I knew
yes.
it. I
and the man who knows the future president who I bow down and submit to right now is Mr. Gavin Grace.
Yes!
There was a physical action there.
Shit, that's funny.
What's our time looking like?
This is what we're doing. We're filling space by telling them how much
39
time
minutes.
What time do you need to be?
I got a little time.
He's got 20 minutes.
I'm just going to I'm just going to take a really low grade on my first assignment for the year.
The lower the expectations and then exceed them for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Alex, you showed some true merit there.
Yeah, I was like, I could do that work, but like, I'll just take like a 75. I'll just call it
that. Oh boy, how much of this is your grade?
It's the first assignment, it's whatever.
It's probably like a barometer for how well you think you're going to do for
Fulmer,
the rest
of the year. I have an idea.
Yeah.
It's good. Drink a bottle of whiskey.
And ask for an extension. Well, like, the funny thing is that, like, the guy knows I work third.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows that. So, like, I can just be like, I'm still getting used to the schedule and everything. So, like, the first week was just a pain in the ass for me.
Yeah. I had a really awesome teacher, actually, once when I was working third shift, and I had my class. It was the worst. My class schedule, I got off work at 7. And had classes until noon.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's just totally upside down.
Well, that's kind of what my schedule is right now. Like Tuesdays and Thursdays, my I get off at 7. I have to drive from Clemens to Greensboro, and then my class is at 9:30 until 10:45.
Can I tell a class story that happened recently?
Yeah.
It's absolutely
no.
precious and adorable.
No. No.
Tell it.
Now I have to hear
tell
it.
Tell the thing.
The people want to know.
The people need to know.
I just made a mistake.
It's okay. Let me tell the story.
You could have replaced you didn't have to say a word. He could have said it to somebody else.
You know, the name of this podcast is Name Redacted.
Yeah, so like they don't even have to know that you exist.
We don't name check people often.
Except for when they're dicks.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so sad.
Mama Pup came downstairs to make sure Baby Pup was okay, and then just turned around and went upstairs.
Because you were there.
She's
no, dude, she's an absentee mom, really. She doesn't give a shit about these puppies.
Okay, so, little bit, the person, not the dog, had to start school this past Monday. So her class starts at 8 a.m. We only live about 5 minutes from Forsyth Tech, so I wake up, being the caring, loving boyfriend that I am, make sure she's got all of her shit together, make sure she's got a cup of coffee in her little Tervis tumbler. She took my Tervis tumbler.
Did that happen? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
And so I put her out the door. She drives off. She calls me. I'm laying in bed, like, trying to stay awake, waiting for her to get back from class. And she calls me at 8:16. And I was like,
8:16.
I've had a lot of caffeine and a little bit of beer, so
8:16, I am.
So
the weasel.
I was like, she should be in class right now. That's why I answered the phone. I was like, what's up, babe? She's like, yeah, my class doesn't start for another month. What? She's like, yeah, apparently my class is from September 16th till November 16th. And I'm like, okay, well, where did it say that? She's like, no, my schedule. She went to two different classrooms, and the last teacher was like, yeah, you don't have to be here for a month, sweetie. Like, and so she came home, and I'm just sitting in bed. I was like, come here.
Come here.
I mean, it was like, at least she wasn't a month late for class. Being a month early, that shows a little bit of gusto and initiative. But it was
but it's just like, I automatically
assumed
that, I mean, I started my class, but I didn't realize that it was taking a mini semester.
Well, I got freaked out too, because like one of my classes.
It's so
like,
it makes me so anxious to start school.
Yeah,
well, like,
and I was so excited. It's been like 4 years since I've been to school. Like,
I've got five classes. One of them is actually at school, and the other four are online. I already missed a day of class. Because the second day that I was supposed to go, I was driving from my work to class, and I fell asleep in my car.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck that. Not going to die for class.
Yeah.
So, like, I just came home and passed out. But, like, I looked on my, like, they've switched over from Blackboard, and they use this thing called Canvas now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at it.
Because Blackboard's a train wreck.
Canvas
not as bad as Moodle was.
Yeah.
Moodle was.
But, like, so I'm looking at my classes, and I'm missing one. I'm like, what? It's like, and it says next to it, unpublished. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm really not sure what this means.
Yeah.
So I call UNCG, and I'm like, can you connect me to somebody that might know what the fuck's going on? And I get connected with the guys at Six Tech, which are the dudes who do like the IT shit. And I was like, I don't know what exactly is happening, but like, I can't find my class.
Right.
And he was like, I don't really know what to tell you. And I was like, all right, how about you just give me the email address for the teacher and I see what's up. So I sent the teacher an email and she emailed me back, and I got the, like, I was more confused by the answer than I should have been.
Yeah.
Because she was like, yeah, I'll publish the class on September 16th. The class doesn't start until October 6th. And
what?
I was like,
what?
Is it an 8-week? Is it an 8-week class?
It's online.
So it's probably like a 9-week little.
I don't know, but like,
well, it's like a you do it at your own pace.
Yeah, but like I just looked at it and I was like, what? It's an online class. Just publish the fucking class. Like, let me do the work, and I'll just bang it out and be done. Like,
yeah.
Don't wait.
I also hate the assumption that academia makes that everyone else in the fucking world understands the words that they use.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what?
I was just like, I don't. What?
Like, yeah. This is jargon. I speak English.
Yeah.
I hate online classes.
I love them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, most of the online classes I've had to take were like the bullshit, like, hybrid classes.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah. One day
super
classes.
Oh, God.
What I hate are the ones that's like, yeah, get online for our message board seminar. I'm like, no.
That's why I'm here, in this room,
so we
can have a seminar.
Give me a coursework and send me on my way, and don't make me wake up to watch public access at 4 a.m.
This will be interesting for you guys. I have an entertainment class that has no books.
Yeah.
But it's 200 level class.
Okay.
Guess what our first assignment is?
What? Is it this?
No.
Wow.
But it pertains to this.
Okay. I love it.
She gave us a list of 5 movies that are out at movie theaters right now to go watch one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then write a 1-page paper about the movie and like what the parts of it were like that the director had right and all this other shit. And one of the movies on that list is Fantastic Four.
Oh, God, no.
So guess who's about to run train all over
that
fucking
movie? When are you going?
Like, I have to go before the 31st, so I have to go this week.
Are you sure you can keep
today?
It's the 23rd.
Can I
go
with you?
Friday.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Can you keep it to one page?
No, I'm going for the extra credit blowout. Like, are you kidding me? Like,
I think you're gonna scare this teacher.
I'm going to take a giant, massive diarrhea dump all over this movie.
When do you want to go on Friday?
When?
Yeah, I don't work till 3.
No way! If you guys want to hit the matinee, we can.
I'd love that.
I'm gonna be super hungover.
Okay.
Oh.
No, but that means you get hit the matinee because I have band practice at 3.
Yeah, and then I have to go to your show at 9.
Wait, just kidding. I don't have band practice on Friday.
So here's
bam.
But here's the thing that like
I have to play a show.
I'm slightly worried about one thing because everything I've heard about the whole relationship between Johnny and Sue,
yeah,
is like that the adoption doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, that it literally has no bearing on,
yes,
on the way that...
And I have since heard from people who are much more educated about these things than I am that it was a casting choice.
Okay. See, now, like, that's fine that it's a casting choice. I don't have a problem with that. Like, that's cool.
But it needs to affect their relationship in some way.
It absolutely, like, if you're going to do something that, like, clearly...
I don't know. You know what? I thought about that, but then I was like, man, what if Donald Glover was Peter Parker and they didn't explain it? And I was like, I would have been okay with that.
But there's no difference in the characters, though. And there should be with that. With that particular thing, there should be.
That's true.
Like,
I'll give you that.
If Donald Glover is Miles Morales, then, like, fine. He's Miles Morales. Fine.
No, if he's Pete.
If he was Pete,
all right, and Aunt May was white, I would not even question
it. If Donald Glover was Pete, you could even play even more of the ostracized angle, especially if he goes to a high school full of nothing but white kids.
Yeah.
You could play that even further.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if it's Miles Morales, it's like, oh, yeah.
Well, but then again, it's also his aunt, and, you know, maybe his dad was white or whatever. I don't know. There's a lot of
but, like, no.
I'm just
like,
saying, hashtag Dong Lover Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, but, like, the thing is...
That,
like,
said Dong Lover.
That's
Spider-Man.
That's exactly what he said.
That's
I heard
the joke.
Dong Lover.
Okay.
His, like, he was like, man, my name's Dong Lover. Like, I'm grown. I've paid bills. Like, his production company is called Dong Lover Productions.
Okay.
But, like, your thing
shout
is
out
that...
Shout out.
I'm just holding out for the remake of Kazam where Dolph Lundgren plays Shaq's character.
Colorblind casting, man.
So, real quick, we gotta do picks and plus two. So.
Yeah. All right, I'm good with that. Does anybody want to start out with picks, or do I need to go first again?
I haven't really consumed much this past week.
But it's from, like, dude, anything you can pull from.
I'll take it. There's a YouTube thing now called Space Jam Sessions, where they take certain types of bands. I don't know. I'm not really plugged in directly to the scene, but I just know that there's a band that's kind of similar to La Dispute. They have really good music, and then at the end of it, their backup vocalist does spoken word at the end of every song. And Space Jam Sessions, the band's Old Grey, and the song is called Wolves, and it sounds amazing.
I like it. I'm going to go check that shit out immediately. I'll probably listen to it.
Where is Netflix? I need to look through my Netflix history to find out.
So I've got one that's, I think that I've mentioned it on the podcast, but I don't know if I've...
Picked it?
And you actually, your pick actually changed my pick to this. because he said space, and I immediately thought, Space Team. Space Team is fucking awesome.
Space Team is great. I was hoping everyone would get here on time so we could do a quick Space Team session.
We can wrap this up and do like a quick little Space Team. So Space Team is awesome because what it is you're either on Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with everybody in the same room, and what you do is there's this panel that drops down. You guys are all crew members on a spaceship, and there are instructions that pop up on everybody's screen, and you have to like yell them out. And whoever has the corresponding thing on their screen, they have to do it. Or else the ship starts to fall apart. So it's like, turn on the flagellator. And you have the flagellator, you gotta turn it on. It's like, turn the hyperdrive to 7. You gotta turn the hyperdrive to 7. And then there's stuff like, round of applause. So like, if you have round of applause, you gotta click it.
It's awesome.
And then there are
it
like...
It sounds super twitchy and super
use the force.
Use the force was one. Another really good one that they have is they have... they have like the time warp thing and the asteroid thing. So the asteroid thing is you have to shake the phone. Everybody shakes at the same time. And then the time warp thing is you have to flip the phone over and play upside down.
God damn, that's
it's awesome. Also, I have a second pick. Pups.
You picked Pups last week.
You can pick Pups every week, Chris!
I've got one. You said use the force, and I was like, oh, I did just get something that I'm really interested in. I just picked up, I got for my birthday, the Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game core rulebook. Did I say core rulebook twice?
No.
Okay.
Not until you just said it again.
So yeah, it's a really interesting... it's a really interesting system. It's not super number crunchy. It's more based on the dice. So if you're not good at math, like me, it's really fun. It seems pretty deep and it seems pretty interesting. It was published about 2 years ago by Fantasy Flight. They do a whole bunch of awesome games. Picking up the beginner box pretty soon. It's on its way. And
Not D20 Star Wars. This is the new.
No, this is a completely different system.
It's real cool.
So. We're going to do, some of us are going to do a playtest of it pretty soon, and we'll get back and talk about it.
Logan just got a full group already.
You moved that pup from your lap.
I'm sorry, I've got a full group.
Yeah, give me picks. Oh, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. That's it. No picks, no plugs.
Yeah. All right, it's a little bit of a, it kind of stopped airing a little bit, so if you can find it online, okay. It's the new season of BattleBots.
No.
They went through the whole tournament. It was so good.
Good.
Like
I'm
you don't.
Happy to hear that.
Yeah, you don't have to smoke weed to watch it,
dude.
But it helps.
Dude. So they're like, okay. So the Battle Boss is a thing, right?
Yeah.
And like Battle Boss is like. Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. And so BattleBots is like, it's a cute little thing, I get it. But they're like doing like pro-ass league shit that's not BattleBots, it's like full-on,
it's that underground
right?
shit.
And America challenged Japan to a mech battle.
Yeah, Grand
you didn't know that?
Grand Amahara's involved.
Guys, all I want to say is the Japan mech has a targeting system on it where the driver fires the BB gun Gatling gun by smiling into a HUD screen.
That's awesome. Somebody close Falmer's mouth. He's gonna get a
Brent Amahara is on the American team.
They talked about it on This American Life. There's a really episode, nice. Really good episode about it. Yeah.
Wait, they're gonna get an actual
any plugs? Any shows coming up? Tour?
Yeah, we got the. We're actually starting a tour here in just a few days. We're gonna be going up to Ohio, through Michigan, down through Missouri, and all that fun stuff, into Texas, back across to Florida, and then up.
You have your tour dates posted online anywhere?
Yeah, tour dates are posted online on the Facebook.
Okay.
It's where we operate out of mostly because we're real lazy.
Nice. We'll throw a link up for that so everybody can see that.
That'd be awesome.
Yep. But, my pick is something that Gavin accidentally turned me on to. He doesn't even know it yet. If you go to crack.com/personal-experiences, it is all
firsthand accounts of people who do crazy ass shit.
Yeah, it's actually awesome. I've been following that series a little bit.
Yeah,
some good shit.
And the one Gavin showed me was guys who do hazmat cleanup. So like most of it is like crime scene stuff and some other stuff. That's crazy enough. But I read one about a dude who was a drug runner shipping asinine amounts of marijuana between Asia and America through the 70s.
It's not fun. There's an edge of humor to it, but it's more just fucking insane.
Just
yeah.
Nuts. And it's all real. And there's guys from the DEA who are like trying to shut down fucking imports from these drug cartels that are the size of fucking nations and shit, talking about how they're afraid that the cops are going to kill them.
Oh, God.
I think there's also one with a guy who was on the Silk Road. There's one from Disney World, which is more interesting than it is fascinating.
Yeah. What was another? The guy wearing a watch. There was one that was a crime informant, a drug informant. And that was really just eye-opening because he was just all talking about how it's like, no, the cops busted me and then I kept doing drugs because I had to for my job. Not only did I have to, I was getting paid to do it. So it's a lot easier. And then when I bought drugs off the clock, they kind of just like were okay with that. Because it helped me do my job better.
So informative.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked for Whitey Bulger till he died.
Yeah. So, not to get real depressing. It's really awesome. It's fascinating to read, though.
Plugs.
Friday! Alex Williams is playing his last show. We were playing at New York Pizza. We were playing with a band called Bear the Traveler, who is fucking phenomenal. It's going to be so good. Are you going to be there?
Probably.
Good.
Spencer?
Good. Yeah, Spencer and Daryl's band.
We need to get Spencer on.
And yeah, we could do something. Yeah, we'll talk about
maybe,
it.
Yeah.
It's going to be phenomenal. We got this guy that does hip-hop, but basically his hip-hop's not really rapping so much as it is just jumping up and down and like yelling hype shit into a microphone. And he's playing, and I'm stoked about that.
Nate Shockley's playing.
Nate Shockley's opening it up. And Mini
Guns
is going
to go so well.
It is. It's going to go great.
No. Nate Shockley's going to be a great opener for Bear the Traveler.
For the hype guy?
No. It's Nate Shockley, Bear the Traveler. I cannot remember the hype man's name. I'm terrible at this. He's not listening. The hype guy.
Hype.
And
right?
Then us. And then Mini Guns is closing it down.
Hype Mini Get Up.
I have an anti-pick. Chris's ability to remember names.
Also, it's Friday. I don't know if he said
Friday,
that.
Friday, August 28th at 9 p.m.
It's also the day after my birthday. Come buy me a beer.
Collins Greensboro birthday.
That's not the actual title, but it's just come buy me a fucking beer.
Bear the Time Traveler.
Bear the Time Traveler.
Bear the Time Traveler.
Ooh.
Logan picks.
He already picked. You picked first.
But
I
have another one. I'm sorry.
All right.
I just remembered.
What's your pick, babe?
Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah.
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
Oh,
100 times.
I watched it.
RickandMorty.com.
I watched it.
What do you have, second one?
We will talk
about it.
I'm obsessed.
Many discussions over this, but they're finally making a new Mass Effect game!
Oh, that's
good.
Hey, Mass Effect Andromeda should be coming out pretty soon.
It's because
and
we leave the Milky Way and go into the Andromeda galaxy.
Bro, I'm
hey, maybe
so
the ending
excited.
Will be good.
What? Maybe the ending will be good.
Oh, and that was the depression moment.
And we just Eeyore'd it. Very good. We wrapped up. We good? Everybody
yeah,
happy?
Everybody, thank you for listening, as always.
Thanks for being a fan.
Subscribe. Come visit us at conventions and whatnot. Our next one is going to be September 4th.
5th. 4th?
5th. Sorry. September 5th. Sorry.
September
4th. I'm sorry. That weekend for me
I'm
starts
gonna be working
on
the VIP room at the Taylor Swift concert in Charlotte on the 4th.
Fuck you,
girl. I'm going to need you to get the most ironic Z-list ever.
Oh, man.
But anyway.
Taylor Swift is the Z-list.
Yeah. Get her. But anyway.
It's like
a
zombies campaign.
So, September 5th, we're doing, yet again, probably definitely one of my favorite shows that
yeah.
we do. Winston-Salem Comic-Con. If you need directions, let us know, but look it up online. It's going to be September 5th in Winston-Salem at the convention or one of the convention centers at the Dixie Classic Fairground. If you can make it, please do. It's all day from about 10 o'clock until about 5, I think.
Yep. Here's something that we never say because it's just such a no-brainer to me that every podcast I listen to, I subscribe to. But I am the one who looks at the analytics, and I have seen how many of you dickbags are listening to our fucking podcast from our website. And guess what? People don't pay you money to listen to a podcast on a website. They listen. They pay us money when you subscribe to it. There's a link to every episode when we post it on Facebook, when we post it onto the website. There's a link to subscribe. Please, please, please subscribe.
Please,
I would love nothing more than to not have to sink my own money into my own gas tank to drive all the way out here every week, because it's really, really far.
Olivia subscribes.
Hell yeah.
On iTunes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, just click that subscribe button, whether it be through whatever your RSS scraper or through iTunes. Please, please, please. People look at that. They don't care about page views. They care about subscribers.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys very much once again for listening. Please come out and see us September 5th. If there's anything else, we'll probably post it up on the page when we post the link to the show or to the episode. Thank you for listening again. My name is Alexander Fulmer.
I'm Chris Nielsen.
I'm Colin Norris, and I want to thank Logan and Gavin for being here with us tonight.
Beering.
Can you not just let it go?
and the girlfriends, Trisha and Olivia, thank you guys for being here as well.
And the pubs!
Alright guys, this is Colin Norris signing off for Name Redacted. Check us out next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Now go out and touch some butts.